Our next story is also about somebody who's been detained by authorities far away from home. This story is about a 31-year-old woman from Canada. Her name is Suad Haji Mohammed. In May, she went to Kenya. That's where her mother lives. So far, so good. It's when Suad Haji Mohammed tried to leave the African nation that trouble began. Her lawyer is named Raoul Balakia, and he is now in Toronto, Canada. Can you tell us just what happened at the Nairobi airport when your client, Suad Haji Mohammed, tried to fly back home to Canada?
At the airport, the Canadian authorities said they didn't believe she looked like her passport photo. Then they did an investigation and they sent a letter to the Kenyan authorities saying that she is an imposter and she should be prosecuted.
I mean, what were they basing that on, that she was an imposter?
The Canadian government refuses to release any evidence of their investigation. The only rumors that I've heard from press who have talked to people in government are that they might have looked at her passport photo and what she looked like at the time, but it's unclear actually what they did because they refused to reveal that.
I mean, we've seen the pictures. In fact, we put them up on our website, her passport photo and a current photo as well. If people want to see them for themselves, theworld.org. She doesn't look that different. It's certainly a different quality photo on her passport photo. But after that, when the Canadian officials said, look, we can't vouch for her, what happened then to Suad?
The Kenyans had to follow what the Canadian authorities were saying. So they put her in prison and charged her under the Kenya Immigration Act. She was sent to Langata prison, and she spent 8 days there until her family could come up with bond money.
So what happened after the 8 days?
They put up the bond, and she was supposed to come back for her trial on July 24th. The charges would have led to a prison sentence and deportation to the country the Kenyans identified her as being from. She's born in Somalia, so she would have been deported to Somalia, where there's currently a lot of strife, and Amnesty International has reported that there are many attacks on civilian women by militias. What happened was that a week before the trial, she had a friend here who's caring for her 12-year-old son, and I was contacted a week before the trial, and I brought a case in the federal court and a motion to require the government to competently identify her and to tell the Kenyan court that she shouldn't be put on trial.
So how did you go about doing that? I mean, here she has a 12-year-old son being taken care of by a friend. What happened next?
The visa post have in their standard policy manuals that when you don't believe a person's identity, a last resort is to do DNA testing.
So they got a DNA sample from her and from her son, her 12-year-old son?
And from her ex-husband, the father of the child. The DNA test came back, and it says that there is a 99.99% probability that she is Suad Haji Mohammed, and that's compared to the general population of African women.
And so does that get her off the hook entirely?
Yes, definitely. Once the DNA test came back, there was absolutely no way for them to argue anymore that she is not Suad Haji Mohammed.
Does your client, Suad Haji Mohammed, does she have any kind of criminal background?
Absolutely not. She is working at a major Canadian company. She works the night shift. She's a working class woman. She only makes $11 an hour. She's supporting a 12-year-old son. This is just an honest woman who's working, trying to make ends meet, and she's really the last person that you could expect to have something like this happen to.
All right. Well, thank you for speaking with us about your client, Suad Haji Mohammed, who has been out of Canada, her home country, for 3 months now, after accusations were made that she was not the person that was depicted in her passport. She's expected home this weekend. Thank you very much, Raoul Balakia, Suad's attorney, who's in Toronto, Canada. Thank you.
Thank you.
Incidentally, we contacted the office of the Canadian Minister of Foreign Affairs for a comment on the case. The office did not return our call before airtime. This is PRI.